Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey gang, happy Friday. It's bonus meditation time. Before we dive in, just a little story. I had an interesting conversation this week with somebody named Dr. Mark Hyman. He's actually going to be on this show in the coming weeks. But in the conversation I was having with him and that I'm going to tell you about, I was actually talking to him for his podcast, which is called The Doctor's Pharmacy, pharmacy with an F. And when we were chatting on his show, he told me a story about one of the happiest times of his life. Somewhat counterintuitively, it was during the aftermath of a massive and massively lethal earthquake in Haiti when Dr. Hyman joined a team of volunteers who went down there to treat the survivors. He said the experience was really hard, wrenching, in fact, but also thrilling and deeply meaningful, in large part because during this time of intense service, Dr. Mark wasn't thinking much about himself and his petty concerns. These are my words. Not his, but I would describe it this way. He had his head pulled out of his ass. And this is possible for all of us every day. Tuning into being helpful in ways both large and small. You don't have to go to Haiti. You can just hold the door open for somebody. Tuning into being helpful in that way is a great antidote to our default mode of self-centered suffering. What's even cooler is that you can use meditation to train your brain to be better at doing this, to be more inclined to do this. Which brings us to today's meditation. Our teacher du jour is my friend Sebane Selassie. She's a meditation teacher based in New York City. She's the author of a great book called You Belong. She's also a three-time cancer survivor, so she knows a thing or two about vulnerability. She's been on this show many times, including as part of our new meditation party series with our third amigo, Jeff Warren, another meditation teacher and friend. Heads up, we've got a new episode of Meditation Party coming up pretty soon. Anyway, here we go now with Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. We are living in a time of significant global challenges. When there's so much uncertainty around us, we may experience fear. For many of us, fear is connected to our concern for vulnerable people. In this meditation, we'll practice reconnecting to the present moment, the only moment we can offer real support. Then we'll spend some time cultivating our care for those we know are vulnerable right now. Let's get started. Find a comfortable position wherever you are. You can close your eyes if you'd like, or keep them open with a relaxed gaze. Bring a general awareness to what's happening in this moment. What's going on for you right now in your body and mind and around you? Now see if you can just be with the breath, breathing in and out through the nose, noticing the belly rising and falling rhythmically. Inhale, the belly expands. Exhale, the belly contracts. Inhale, the belly rises. Exhale, the belly falls. Continue on your own for a moment. Now, staying connected to the body and breath, let's transition into cultivating care for vulnerable people. Taking a deep breath in, bring to mind someone or a group or community of people for whom you have affection and concern right now. Don't overthink it. You can do this practice again and again and include different people every time. Once you've chosen, try to really picture or get a feel for this person or people. Knowing that you're grounded in the present moment, connect to their vulnerability. Now, grounded and breathing in and out, let them know you care about them. I'll offer some phrases you can repeat silently, or you can create your own, or simply continue feeling your care without words. I care about your well-being. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you be well taken care of. Choose one or two of these phrases and continue on your own for a bit. You can open your eyes now. Let yourself reconnect to your surroundings. Thank you for cultivating care for others. It's so needed. And may you be well taken care of.
Thank you to Seb. You can find many more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. Oh, by the way, if you're interested in hanging out with me and Seb and our third friend, Jeff Warren, in person, we're hosting a 3-day retreat at the Omega Institute in New York in October. We've put a link in the show notes with more information on that. You can come in person or you can just attend digitally. Lots of options. Also some scholarships. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode of the pod. We've got a great guest for you, Alexander Draiman, who's the star of a great Netflix show called The Last Kingdom. The dude plays a Viking. Hard to find somebody more stereotypically masculine than him, but you're going to hear a fascinating and really thought-provoking interview with him. I loved it. So that's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.